Happy holidays from Pat Ribble's Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds. Drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
Boyd's is starting the holiday season with the White Flag Sale. All non-tobacco items flagged will receive 20% discount. That includes the cigar humidors, ashtrays, and other accessories. They have the largest selection of premium cigar gift packs. Shop during the White Flag Sale. There may be plenty of snow in the Sierras, but Boyd's is offering something very special during the holiday season, including a hot cup of spiced apple cider. All available at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, I'm Kevin Will.
Former Paso Robles City Council candidate calls for Ty Lewis's termination. Atascadero City Council appoints new mayor pro tem and treasurer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 29 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. During the regular Paso Robles City Council meeting on December 3rd, former candidate Linda George filed a formal claim against the city, seeking $500,000 in damages and the termination of Ty Lewis, citing incompetency, neglect of duty, insubordination, dishonesty, discourteous treatment of the public or other employees, improper political activity, and misuse of city property. George's claim also disputes Ty Lewis's own claim, filed earlier this summer, and calls into question his medical issues that led to his leave of absence. George alleges that Lewis is involved in a cabal that defamed her character as a candidate for the city council this cycle. For remedies, George's document calls for the termination of Ty Lewis, $500,000 in damages, the sanction of Mayor John Hammond, Steve Gregory, Sharon Roden, and Fred Strong, and others. Termination of Ty Lewis is listed as non-negotiable. At last night's Atascadero City Council meeting, following a recognition of outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Seebach, and swearing in its newest elected members, the council reconvened with its new organization. Charles Borbeau began his role as mayor, and Seth Peek his position as council member. Council voted to appoint Mark Darris as the new mayor pro tem for a 2-year term, ending December 2026. The council also deliberated whether to run a standalone election for its now vacant treasurer position or to fill the vacancy by appointment. Staff recommended an appointment given the potential cost of a special election to be at least $500,000. Council voted unanimously to appoint current finance director Jerry Rangel as city treasurer. County Board of Supervisors recognizes 2024 election results. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. An added consent item to yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting was a declaration for the results of the November 5th general election. The board voted 4-1 to approve this item, with Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissenting in her vote. Here's Supervisor Debbie Arnold declaring her dissent during the item's discussion.
And that is simply because I am very concerned, I've said it for a long time now, about our election process, not about the people that are working the elections. You have to work under the rules and the laws that are presented to you. So for me, if it was up to me, I would want to return to pre-pandemic voting procedures, the traditional polling places, and the mail-in ballot by request. I'm a big proponent of voter ID. I'm trying to ensure that it's American citizens voting and the right number of citizens voting in the right places, and I would like to return to that. So under the under the election processes that we're using, I just don't believe that it's possible to have a really an accurate count.
Prior to calling the vote, Supervisor Bruce Gibson made one remark in response to Debbie Arnold's dissent.
That there's going to be a dissenting vote to this ministerial action by the Board of Supervisors is pure pandering to the misguided individuals that I referenced earlier, and frankly, it's an embarrassment to this board and to this county.
The Pass-Robleton-Templeton Chamber of Commerce has released the results for their Christmas tree auction. This event raised over $26,000 for local nonprofits. The chamber thanks those who attended and helped make this a successful event and gives a special shout-out to the businesses who created the trees for the auction. Pass-Robles Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lots. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lots back to free public parking was made in its prior meeting. The second reading will appear on the next agenda, December 17th. City Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the employee parking lot program. Main Street Association will present the feedback given to them regarding the parking lot program at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Pass-Robles Main Street Association office for more information. The Pass-Robles Joint Unified School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. The upgrade supports the district's goal of providing equitable technology access and preparing students for success in a digital world, the release says. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Pass Robles this Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. See Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and Ebenezer Scrooge. Also enjoy cider, hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, strolling carolers, and performances by bands and choirs. Featured this year will be a snow play area. This event is brought to you by the Pass-Robles Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. In sports, for the NBA, Milwaukee defeated Orlando 114-109. Oklahoma City beat the Mavericks 118-104. Tonight, the Hawks will face the Knicks, and the Warriors will go against the Rockets. Local News was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. The Franklin Fire in Malibu growing to over 3,000 acres. Governor Gavin Newsom in Colusa County Tuesday saying the state anticipated it.
Assets were pre-positioned by the state of California. 55 engines turned out to be prescient. We are utilizing those personnel and that equipment in real time.
Newsom saying the fact that there are wildfires in December means the state's wildfire season is now year-round. Still no containment on the fire that's destroyed at least a few homes and forced thousands to evacuate. Newly sworn in Senator Adam Schiff calling it absurd, and President-elect Trump is suggesting that members of the January 6th committee should be jailed.
Those of us in Congress that investigated the attack on the Capitol, that's a quintessential oversight responsibility when you have a effort first in our history to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power.
Schiff says it would not be appropriate for President Biden to pardon him and other members of the committee before he leaves office. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.35 a gallon, down 4 cents from last week. Jeff Scott, California News.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas celebrated the organization's accomplishments this year in an address delivered Monday at the Farm Bureau's 106th annual meeting in Monterey. Douglas, speaking in her first annual address since being elected last year to lead the Farm Bureau, focused on local achievements and the organization's strength and unity. "We can have extensive success as a state organization, but it doesn't matter if we don't have strong county farm bureaus," Douglas said. She continued, "Thank you for showing us what's possible when we put our mind to something." Food Informed News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an 80% chance of rain, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a 60% chance of rain early, then mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy skies on Saturday with a 70% chance of showers, partly cloudy starting Sunday to Wednesday next week. Low 60s on Friday, upper 50s Saturday, low 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 29 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
Hi, this is Jennifer, half of the mother-daughter farming team, producing award-winning olive oils at the Groves on 41 in the Templeton countryside. Our fresh harvest is in the bottle and ready for you. These extra virgin olive oils and our fun, fresh flavors are a perfect accent for your dinner table or as a locally grown, very healthy gift. Visit the Groves on 41 in person by reservation where you can taste our olive oils while learning more about this exciting, fresh twist that California is bringing to this ancient food. Find us online or social media at The Groves on 41.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Buyers qualify for on sales and programs. Financing through select lenders and on select new in-stock Ram 24-2500 Laramie or higher trim models only. Offer excludes Tradesman and Bighorn. Most awarded heavy-duty truck is based on the last 5 years. Not all buyers will qualify. On approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during the Wrap the Year sales event, we're closing out the year with over-the-top savings on new Ram 2500s. Your wait is over. Right now, take $16,777 off new Ram 2500s. That's $16,777 off the most awarded heavy-duty truck. Not one or two, but everyone in stock. These offers are for the public only, so please, no dealers. Ram 2500s at these prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Just in time for year-end, Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does it again. Take $16,777 off every new 24 Ram 2500 Laramie or higher trim during the wrap-up-the-year sales event going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher with anticipation the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates next week, even though inflation measured by the CPI failed to cool last month, up 2.7% on an annual basis, up 3.3% excluding food and energy. Hotel and lodging prices were up more than 3% in November, though housing costs rose at a more modest pace. Apple has released its ChatGPT service that connects with Siri. Apple shares are slightly higher. Albertsons has terminated its merger deal with Kroger after it was blocked by a federal judge. But Albertsons also is suing Kroger, accusing it of willful breach of contract. Albertsons shares are up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo, 805-544-3565.
Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles, just off the Highway 46, offers a wonderful 90-minute or 2-hour spa service with a complimentary 15-minute peppermint foot rub or scalp massage. Gratuity on original price of service will be added to the bill. Leave feeling refreshed. Or why not invite your friends to meet you in Cello Restaurante and Bar to make it a full relaxing day. Allegretto is a perfect place for your last-minute holiday get-togethers. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition, The Right Choice. Oh, blow, blow.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Yes, once again, I have a couple of gift certificates for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees. Okay, they're on Templeton Road in Templeton, and just email me, Kevin at kprl.com. I will let you know through the email if you have won the gift certificate. Coming up this afternoon, timely as always, Debbie Arnold will be on with Karen discussing her time in office and what's next. That is 12:30 till 2 this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Got this, a couple of emails. Message, hey, I've noticed in searching unclaimed property the city of Paso Robles has. Are these people uncollected property taxes? Why are the monies not being sought after? Well, I don't know. You may have to ask your council person or someone in the city that may be able to answer that. I don't know what unclaimed property that they have. I don't know why I assume anymore with government. Also here on the email, lights. Morning, Kevin and Chris. Looking out my window at this time, 7:07, and the Paso lights and Christmas lights are on. In other words, they've been on all night. As I drive by in the morning, the lights in Paso are off, but the Christmas lights remain on 24 hours a day. I just wonder how much this is costing us. Well, I don't know about the regular lights that they put up in downtown if they're on 24/7. I'm assuming they're not. I don't. You know what? I drive by the park every day, and I don't think I noticed that. I can't answer it, and you'll have to ask the city about that. Also here on the email, Ty Lewis, who sues their boss then returns to work for the same employer? Well, apparently that only happens here in darn near paradise. That's why it's darn near paradise, sir. So, that's it. It was on medical leave, remember. And it was a claim. It was a claim. All right, a government. Government. I just found this hilarious, and I didn't see much on this other than the story itself, but what I'm referring to is what was said in the story. You may have heard on national news the other day about your brilliant president. He designated a national monument at a former Native American boarding school in Pennsylvania. That was on Monday. And I think it was the Carlisle School where Jim Thorpe went. I'm not 100% sure, but when I saw that it's near Harrisburg, I just assume. Now, the creation of the Carlisle Federal Indian Boarding School National Monument that was announced is intended to confront what Biden referred to as a dark chapter in the nation's history. Okay. But what I thought was interesting or maybe pathetic about this is your president said, we're not about erasing history. We're about recognizing history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't want people forgetting 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now and pretend it didn't happen. You know, if I recall a few summers ago, a lot of our history was being erased. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it seems that most Democrat leaders were okay with that. But in this instance, we're going to put something up. Meanwhile, we've torn a lot of our history down. I didn't see anybody question your president on that because we all know what happened a couple of summers ago. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition, all on the right choice. Speaking of that, to an extent, another store is closing, a big one up north of us. Safeway has announced its decision to close San Francisco store locations amid theft and safety concerns. And some residents are concerned how they're going to get groceries. Well, it just so happens I was having a conversation with somebody on Monday about this in these cities. And I realized that not every single person that lives in these cities wanted this. But I'm at the point where most of these cities, they wanted it. And what did I mean by that? They voted for this stuff. So to be put bluntly, I don't care where you get your food. I don't care where you get your food. The people that you put in office created these communities. So good luck. Good luck. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, you opened the door, so let's talk about Ty Lewis going back to work. At the last city council meeting, at the end of the meeting, the mayor said he would like for them to make the investigation public. The city attorney said that was not a good idea and suggested that council go into a closed session and discuss it. And if counsel then decides that they want to make the investigation public, they will. Well, in Mayor Hammond's original post, one of the media posts, he said that they would make the investigation public. Ty Lewis said he would drop his claim if they made the investigation public, and so far it has not happened. Why, I'm not sure. Seems as though the attorney doesn't want that to happen. But my guess is that Ty Lewis went back to work because the claim investigated had no merit. And he had nowhere to go unless he filed suit. But if the claim had no merit under investigation, then probably a lawsuit wouldn't either. So he, you know, hiked up his panties and said, well, I guess I better go back to work. How you do that, I'm not sure, but he obviously did. So,
well, okay,
that's my take on that.
Here's a couple of things. If the investigation, which we don't know how much it cost us, found no merit, then wouldn't you question the decision and the reason why the city manager did it if it has no merit?
I think that, personal opinion, I think that he was fighting back. I think Mr. Lewis was fighting back on some social media claims or wherever it might be, that he was inept, that he was not doing his job, that he was, that he should be fired, that there were claims that had been made against him. And I think he was firing back. And he obviously had a problem with Chris Bosch, and he took it to the next level. But I think we can see that it has gone nowhere because it's got nowhere to go.
Well, it's gone nowhere from the point of this is. So now, and I think Mayor Hammond is correct, is to release it. Because when you release the information, then there's no more speculation or rumors or whatever else out there. It's in black and white. Here it is. Let's get it over with. The other is that when you're in a position, I don't care if you're a council person or you're a city manager or you're a superintendent of schools or whatever, you're going to take hits. Okay? You're going to take hits. Deal with it. And
well,
don't...
Okay, I agree. But Ty Lewis is not a guy who takes a hit. He doesn't take it well. I had an instance with him. He did not take it well. A simple criticism of something that he did at a council meeting, he hit back. And that's inappropriate. But that's sort of the cop in him. It's not the... it's not the administrator in him. He didn't do the appropriate thing. He hit back as a cop would.
Well, as I mentioned last hour, people that are in certain positions, I don't know why they go on the onto social media and get themselves in a you-know-what contest.
Yeah, and he did.
Well,
and he's still on social media.
Okay, so then what does that tell you? What does that tell you about the individual?
Well, it tells you that he's... that he's just acting inappropriately because he doesn't
okay.
he can't stop defending himself.
All right, then that's a representation of the city.
I agree.
And most businesses, they'll have a clause. Well, I shouldn't say most. I know that several businesses have clause that with the stuff that you sign. You are part of this company, even if you're away from work. And if such behavior warrants it, we're going to can your rear end.
Well, and there are civility clauses. And Ty has gone on to social media and been inappropriate and has been uncivil. But he's got enough, he's got like half a dozen people or so that are on there with him as well. And as soon as you make one derogatory remark, and I'm not even talking about something that's uncivil, but just one derogatory criticism, they jump on like, flies on to defend him, and it gets into this pissing match. And Ty becomes a part of that pissing match.
Well, for the people that want to defend him, that's fine. But for a person's decision, that's a no-no.
You would think. but nobody has sanctioned him. People have written to the council and said, and written to the attorney and said, this man should not be on social media. He should not be in these kinds of discussions with the public. The public has a right to their opinion, and in essence, it's a form of bullying. When you have somebody in that position who gets on there and contradicts you or calls you a fibber, as he did to me, that's a form of bullying. But nothing is done about it because we have a city council who refuses to take action. So they allowed him to go back to work and maintain his position is beyond my comprehension.
Well, I don't know legally if you can tell somebody not to be on social media, but again, in his position, it should be almost an unwritten rule. Like, hey, you know what? Congratulations, we're going to do this, but you might want to stay away from that other stuff, and because you're going to get hits and so forth, I hope you have some broad shoulders.
Right. Well, you know, I've dropped a note to the occasional city councilman who has gotten onto social media and said, you don't want to do this. You do not want to be on this website and get into these kinds of discussions with the public. You will lose.
Well,
and they get off.
Well, this is, again, another, it cast another bad light on the city of Paso Robles. We have enough issues with the school district, and now we have this.
Yes, and this is not going to go away until they make that investigation public. And if they don't, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. You can't force them to do it, but it just really sends the wrong message.
Well, I think we can force them by getting on their butts about it. I mean, good for John Hammond for wanting it. Now, then the next thing is, if they don't want to, tell us why you don't want to release it. Oh, I know what the answer is going to be. It's personnel.
Yes, they're going to call it a personnel issue, and that it doesn't have to be made public. However, like I said, Ty Lewis said, I'll drop my claim if they make it public. The mayor said it, and even the city attorney at some point or another said that at some point, you know, we'll let the public know about the investigation. So why they don't, I have no idea. And just one final thing. When Cody mentioned Linda George, and yes, she's got that writ of mandate out there that she served on the council. And I will tell you that it is not done well. It's a legal document. It's not done well. But the point is that she has made certain claims against the city, and she's right about those. And I ask people, what did you expect her or any of the people that were mentioned by Ty Lewis in his claim, what did you expect them to do? He wanted them to just sit back and take all the hits for his claim but not fight back? Well, she did. So good for her.
Well, yeah, because some couple of people have sent me some of the social media things, and yes, he had gone after her, and of course, Chris Bausch, who's named in his claim on more than almost every page. And so, yeah, you're right. What do you expect?
Yeah, and so if he wasn't willing to, or if the city itself wasn't willing to take it from all sides, then they should have rejected his claim, had the investigation public, the investigation, and said, we're moving on. But good for her for filing something, because at some point or another, they'll have to answer that writ.
Yep, they will. Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We did have some folks wanting to get in online. Let's see here. Didn't come back. All right, let's see here. What else is going on? I mentioned that story the person that sent in about the grandfather smacking the grandkid in the face at a store because the kid was rude and cussing at grandma. So how far can grandparents go with their grandkids regarding discipline? As I said, not so sure about the hitting. It's okay for mom and dad. But wouldn't just a tight squeeze in the arm or something like that on the shoulder be enough, and then bring the kid home immediately and dump him back in the parent's lap and say, look, you need to do something here, unless this is ongoing. But my suspicion is that there's probably a lot more going on within the family. I mean, the mom and dad and so forth. If you got a kid that's cussing at their grandma, you know, probably good luck down the road. Just a uneducated guess. So, all right, well, let's see here. We're up against the clock. We got to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pastorable's Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lot program. The second reading for this decision will be given on December 17th. Main Street Association will present the feedback sent to them regarding the program at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Pastorable's Main Street Association office for more information. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Paso Robles this Saturday, December 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. This event is brought to you by the Paso Robles Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Inflation's ticked up a bit. Prices are up 2.7% from this time last year, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index.
The CPI was up 0.3% from October. Excluding food and energy, core inflation was also up 0.3% for the month and was up 3.3% for the year ending in November.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. South Carolina House Republican Nancy Mace says she was assaulted at the Capitol by someone she calls a pro-trans man.
That suspect is identified as 33-year-old James McIntyre of Illinois. Congresswoman Mace has drawn controversy recently for insisting people inside the Capitol use restrooms corresponding to biological gender, an issue sparked by the arrival of newly elected Congressmember Sarah McBride of Delaware, a transgender woman.
Fox's Evan Brown. May says she has a wrist brace and needed ice for her arm. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snow pile area, Joe's little train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heated and Air. Well, a mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a 93% chance of rain later tonight. Into Thursday morning, about a 50 to 70% chance. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, so expect some rain here in the next 24 hours or so. And then, so for your highs for Thursday, will be in the upper 50s. Friday, partly cloudy, low 60s. Maybe some rain, about 75% early Saturday, upper 50s for your Saturday. And then 60 Sunday with some clouds, low 60s Monday and Tuesday. Then sunshine, mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We've jumped and warmed up to 30 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Once again, a reminder, the community of Creston is hosting its annual Christmas Light Parade Saturday, December 21st, around 5 o'clock. All types of vehicles, horses, bicycles, floats, and people just walking are welcome to join the fun. There will be some hot drinks for sale, and the Creston House should be open. Let's see here. The last year's parade lasted about an hour, with the parade looping around 5 or 6 times. And included the floats and people singing Christmas carols. So that should be a good time out there. By the way, if anybody knows the date and time for the San Miguel Christmas Parade, could you send me the information? I haven't seen the banners up there yet. Also, the 7th annual Running Chicken, the 2025 10K and 5K Fun Run Walk. Smile more, worry less. And this is the annual one that will take place January 5th at the beautiful Santa Margarita Lake. And a lot of people show up for this, and yes, they do. And so all proceeds from the race and the sponsorships will go directly to the Run for Brittany and Brianne Foundation. And so you can go online, find out all you need to know about it, and get registered, because that's a lot of folks, and a lot of folks, and a lot of good work. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. It's simple, just bank on better. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. All righty, let's see here. On this Wednesday, we have Daniel Swenson, Brian McNamara, Terry Woods, Clay Purse, Michael Venturini, Walter J. Bullock, Colby Cox, Brian Kinman, Garrett Hull Sr., and Dorothy Guess. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, we have, what do we have? Little Flower, Fiorello LaGuardia, the politician, LaGuardia Airport, 1882, 1947. Gilbert Rowland, the actor, 1905, 1994. Carl Ponti, the producer and director, 1912, 2007. Rez Prado, remember the song? Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White, and Mambo No. 5 and Mambo No. 8. 1916, 1989. Betsy Blair, the actress, 1923, 2009. The original Hound Dog, a blues singer, Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, 1926, 1984. And continuing on our list, we have, oh, this lady was so, well, she is talented. Rita Moreno, 1931. Curtis Williams, singer with the Penguins, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, 1934, 1979. From a player with Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, Tom Brunley, who was a steel guitar player, 1935, 2009. From Barney Miller, Ron Carey, 1935, 2007. Inventor of Nerf football, and he was a field goal kicker himself, pretty good one. Fred Cox with the Vikings, 1938, 2019. Singer, songwriter, and also with Bread, David Gates, 1940. He also wrote the song Popsicles and Icicles. The talented Donna Mills, 1940. Larry Stallings, linebacker, 1941. Terry Garr, we just lost her. Man, oh man. 1944, passed away in October. Linda Day George, the actress, 1944. The one and the only Little Miss Dynamite, the best, Brenda Lee, 1944. Bess Armstrong, the actress, 1953. Jermaine Jackson, Kiki's older brother, rather, 1954. From Motley Crue and Nikki Sixx, 1958, he's a bass player. Also, we have Jay Bell, not a bad baseball player. Shortstop, 1965. Also, Willie McGinnis, man, he was a good outside linebacker from the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. He was born in 1971. And let's see here. Haley Seinfeld, the actress. She was born in 1996. Passing away, Maurice Mac J. McDonald. He and his brother Dick McDonald started McDonald's, 1971. Oliver Winchester, the gun guy, 1880. One of the best singers of all time, man. This guy was so good. Sam Cooke, 1964. He was shot and killed. And that is it. That is it. All right, let's see here. Going to the top of the list, she grew up in a very, very poor family, extremely poor family. She shared a bed with her brother and sister. They didn't have any inside plumbing. Her parents just did what they did back then. They didn't complain. They worked, went to the church. As a matter of fact, that's where this little girl named Brenda started singing. Started singing solos every Sunday. Then eventually, because they could afford a radio, and it fascinated Brenda as a baby. Her and her mother and sister remember taking her to the local candy store before she turned three, and then she started singing, and then she started singing on the counter, and they would give her money, and so that was the bug early. So by the time she was 13, she had a hit nationwide. Little Miss Dynamite. No, I'm sorry, when she was 12. Now, in her career, she has sold over 100 million records. She is one of the most successful American artists of the 20th century. She was the second woman ever to top the Billboard chart after Connie Francis. And her song, Brenda Lee's, that went to number one was I'm Sorry. And she went on to have a fabulous career. And she is the first woman to be inducted into the both Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 1923, she was named by Rolling Stone one of the greatest singers of all time. And having met her personally here at the California Mid-State Fair and spending some time with her, I can tell you this lady is an absolute, she's a treasure. She's a treasure and a very, very nice person. Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee, goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce has released the results for their Christmas tree auction. This event raised over $26,000 for local nonprofits. The chamber thanks those who attended and helped make this a successful event and gives a special shout out to the businesses who created the trees for the auction. The Paso Robles School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 30 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
She's been married since 1962. It's kind of interesting here. She met her, future husband at a concert in Nashville. And the concert was by Bo Diddley and Jackie Wilson. How about that? They married less than 6 months later. The incredible Brenda Lee, all the way to the top. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.